This is the Internet Multicasting Service.
Harper Audio presents Mae Sarton reading her own poetry. It reveals her unique vision through more than 5 decades of experiencing the natural world.
Prisoner at a desk. It is not so much trying to keep alive as trying to keep from blowing apart from inner explosions every day. I sit here open to psychic changes, living myself as if I were a land or mountain weather, the quick cycles where we are tossed from the ice age to bursts of spring to sudden torrents of rain like tears breaking through iron. It is all I can do to keep tethered down. No prisoner at a desk, but an ocean or forest, where waves and gentle leaves and strange wild beasts under the groves and whales in all their beauty under the blue can gently rove together, still untamed, where all opens and breathes and can grow. Whatever I have learned of good behavior withers before these primal powers. Here at the center, governess or censor no longer has command. The soul is here, inviolable splendor that exists alone. Prisoner at a desk? No. Universe of feeling, where everything is seen and nothing mine to plead with or possess. Only partake of. As if at times I could put out a hand and touch the lion head, the unicorn. Here there is nothing, no one, not a sound, except the distant rumor, the huge cloud of archetypal images that feed me. Look, there are finches at the feeder. My parrot screams with fear at a cloud. Hyacinths are budding. Light is longer. The phoenix. It is time the big bird with the angry neck we have cajoled and cursed went home to die, or whatever he must do when his heart would burst. For his wild desire pulses over our heads and opens the secret night. Passage of wings that madden without release when the phoenix is in flight. Let him go, stretching his long legs, clumsy on this harsh ground. Let him flee to the soft black marshes he remembers, or the gentle mother tree. Let him go. He has shaken the house at night. His wings have clouded our dream, and there is no peace for his lost cry at daybreak, and at night his terrible scream. He flames through the morning, yet he never sings. He only makes that strange lost cry. He is angry all the time. Let him find his tree and make his nest and die. Though he is God's own angel in disguise, we cannot bear another angry word, nor look into those cold and jeweled eyes. O pitiless, strange bird! Will he come back? Will he come back all shining from his dark death to bring the true message, the gentle, that all his torment was desperate to sing? Or what if it were not he at all? Not he who must consume himself to be reborn, but we ourselves who drove an angel from us because our hearts were torn. The Lady and the Unicorn, the Cluny Tapestries. I am the unicorn and bow my head. You are the lady woven into history. And here forever we are bound in mystery, our wine, imagination, and our bread. and I the unicorn who bows his head. You are all interwoven in my history, and you and I have been most strangely wed. I am the unicorn, and bow my head, and lay my wildness down upon your knee. You are the lady woven into history. And here forever we are sweetly wed with flowers and rabbits in the tapestry. You are the lady woven into history. Imagination is our bridal bed. We lie ghostly upon it, no word said. Among the flowers of the tapestry, I am the unicorn, and by your bed come gently, gently to bow down my head, lay at your side this love, this mystery, and call you lady of my tapestry. I am the unicorn, and bow my head to one so sweetly lost, so strangely wed. You sit forever under a small formal tree, where I forever search your eyes to be rewarded with this shining tragedy, and know your beauty was not cast for me. No, we are woven all in mystery, the wound imagined where no one has bled. My wild love chastened to this history where I before your eyes bow down my head. The swans. I think this was a dream, and yet we saw the stone bridge and the still canal, and I remember how Laburnum threw a gold rain on the water very well. After all, what we saw may have been true. There in a rocky angle, the two swans on a small platform fashioned like a stage, in all that watery world were rooted ones, and face to face, the snowy double image stood entranced there among the ancient stones. Then, as we watched, the ritual play began. They arched their wings full span and shivered once, then gravely bowed their heads, and swan to swan lifted their heavy bodies in the dance, their long necks sinuous upon the silence, their long necks writing figures on the air, as if, like skates on ice, their beaks must draw a precise pattern, and what was written there repeated with a concentrated awe, until the tension seemed too great to bear. In one ecstatic motion, straight and pure, the weaving necks were lifted, and each now stretched to the sky, as if it could endure the little space between them better so, and trembled. How immaculate they were! Who would not pray, looking at such a scene, to be alive, passionate, part of the dance, and gladly yielding up all that is human, become a part of natural delight for once. Lovers take on the grave shape of the swan.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214. Or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.